Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and welcome to the show tonight. The ones that are listening now or will listen later, I appreciate you, by the way. And follow my show. I forget to say that all the time. So anyway, I hope you've had a wonderful day. And I know that some of you guys have voted today. Some of you guys voted, did early voting. And, hey, it's great to do it, get it behind you and everything. So, you know, I know, you know, this morning meditation, you know, I was like, okay, angels, God, you know, higher power, higher part of me, tell me what you want to talk about. And so, you know, there are people out there that are really concerned about our government, are really concerned about our country. There are some people that just like to, you know, to say, well, this should be this type of government, or this party should be first, this party should get out of office, this party should go into office, this party should stay in office. So, you know, I go, okay, angels, help me with this one, you know. By the way, I come from a military family, so, you know, I've had an uncle that actually got the Purple Heart. Isn't that cool? Anyway, and he was, it doesn't really matter. So he's a lot older than me, and he's gone now. And he got the Purple Heart for saving his military buddies. And Nicole, and I always think, wouldn't it be great if I have that DNA in me? And I do, right? Strength, even though, I mean, to be fearful and to have courage to face your fears, that's huge. So what are the angels saying in 2019? And I'm going to be really doing an in-depth reading about that toward closer to the end of December. And I did one last year. It was really, really excellent. A yearly reading about our country and other countries, the whole world, and things that were going to happen. And wow, it was just, it was pretty cool. So in 2019, some of the messages that I'm getting, that I got, and I'm not going to tell you about who's going to win the election, because it really matter. It doesn't matter. These are the things that the angel says that people are becoming more aware. They are becoming more concerned about certain things. We want the best for our children. We want the best for each other, right? We're supposed to. So one of the things that's going on in 2019 regarding of the people we've chosen to be in office, the people we didn't choose that are in office, is that there is going to be there's going to be a lot of conflict, okay? But out of it, some things that are going to really be put into place, even stronger, some of them, is tighter gun control. And we need that, right? And, you know, we don't need to get rid of the guns. I'm not saying that, and neither are the angels. But remember this, we're growing. Archangel Michael, he's amazing, because he's actually here now, and he's here with you guys too as well. He says, this is part of the process of getting to a whole new level, a new way of thinking. There will be a time where we don't have to have guns, and everyone lives in peace and harmony, believe it or not. And so guns, arguing, I'm going to say this, wars and everything have been a part of going to a whole new level. It has been that way since the beginning of time. And so that's what we're here now. So tighter gun control, where, you know, somebody says, oh, you need, maybe they need to get a license to get an Uzi. Well, Archangel Michael's saying, you know, and he's not the only one. They're, you know, my guardian angels, maybe your guardian angels are saying the same thing, that, you know, tighter gun control starts not just with an Uzi, but with a handgun, you know, really checking and double checking. So there's going to be some things put in place where that can be done tighter. And you're like, well, it's already done tighter. And I'm not criticizing any organization. It's not my thing, okay? And I don't do that, because there's enough people criticizing our country and our politicians, and I'm not going to do that, because I support the office of the president. I support, I didn't say who. I didn't say it had to be this one or this one, but the office of the president has been here since George Washington took office. So I always support the office of the president, the way it is, and for me. And so the higher power, call it God, call it Buddha, says they're working with the politicians, and they don't really care. But the leaders of this country, the leaders of your city, state, you know, whatever. And so on that note, tighter gun control is one thing. There are some things that are going to be put into place that's going to make it easier for people to qualify for a home, to qualify for a business. That's in the banking industry too as well. So, you know, I'm getting this. I'm not researching it. I don't want to do that because I want it to be totally what I get in meditation. There are also some things that are going to happen where, as I said, you're going to be able to get a home a little bit easier. And it's a new program that's coming, and there's something in the banking industry that's going to make it easier as well. They're going to be tighter. And I know some of you guys are concerned about, you know, that your relatives can't come from other countries. Around next year, probably 3 or 4 months into it, you know, maybe between March through July, there is a big thing that's going to happen. I want to say it looks like it's something like a bill or something that's going to benefit people. And it's not about this person's right, this person's wrong. It's going to be about if you want your son or daughter or your children to come from Europe that have been there, you guys are going to be able to do it. The laws are going to be a bit more stringent, okay, as they should be, right? You know, because, you know, we have to jump through hoops, right? But it's not going to be, no, they can't come in. It's just that, you know, it's going to be more stringent. So, you know, the people that need to be with their families, they want to be over here to help build their life and help, you know, by being a productive part, that's going to be there, okay? It's going to be easier. Some of the things that we've suffered for, you know, or had situations with are going to be handled as well. So it's not going to be as easy for, let's say, another situation involving terrorism to come in. They're putting up some real stringent laws, and there's going to be a couple things discovered, you know, about a terrorist attack that's going to happen, has a possibility of happening probably next year around this time, or September through December. I'm giving you a couple of these things in the summer, between August and December, okay? So, you know, but they're probably going to be able to catch it with some new situation coming in, and, you know, where it won't have to happen. And if it does happen, it's not going to be as bad, so to speak, bad. There's no so to speak about it. But how does that happen? Some of the laws that we've had that we're arguing over now, some of the politicians that are coming into office, some of the politicians that are already in the office, and, you know, they're going to really come together and work, because, you know what, we can fight about certain things, right? But when it comes to protecting our country and protecting people, there are some new programs, some new things coming in, some new laws or some new standards, right? Because we're raising our standards, where people are going to have to, you know, come with ease in the sense of being with their families, but having to have the right documentation, you know, and being able to come in or school or go to school or whatever, you know. But then there's other people that are, you know, get it coming in and they shouldn't be here. So that those standards that we have now will be raised. And you go, well, they already raised, but it's going to be, in one sense of the word, it's just going to be easier. In another sense of the word, it's also going to protect our country from people that militant people, you know, those kind of people that are not good for anyone, not even themselves, I think. So, and we're working together as a country, you know, both sides working together. so support our country. One of the messages that I got today is like, don't condemn anything right now, okay? You know, if somebody were to ask you, are you for, I'm against war, maybe a better way of saying it is, I'm for peace, okay? So when you go at it that from that perspective, you know, terrorist attacks, they're still here. As I said, it looks like there may be one anywhere from August to December next of 2019. I'm going to go into a lot more depth of this, which, you know, some things that are going to happen with, you know, stocks to invest in and everything like that. But I got this today. So also the standards, we're raising our standards as a country, not one politician, but as a country, we're raising our standards where we can, you know, where it's going to be easier to buy a house for a normal person. And some of you are saying, oh, it's already easy to buy a house. I'm not so sure about that. You know, sometimes there's things that we don't see, and those things are going to be dismantled, and certain things are going to, the standards are going to raise, and we're going to be able to buy a house. We're going to be able to buy a business. We're going to be able to invest in our business and get the all the things that we need to have to do that. We're going to be encouraged to own or operate home-based businesses, right, to supplement our income. And what about health issues? There is some things that are being brought to light that we'll see next month and in January and February that's going to make it a little bit easier for those with pre-existing conditions to get insurance. And that's going to go through the whole year. You guys, that is something that I got. They don't have to go to the emergency room or whatever people are saying. You know, they're going to be able to get some help, okay? And, you know, I saw a little girl not so long ago who has cancer, and she's really sick, and she had to go to the emergency room. But you know what? She had the medical help, and she also had the insurance to keep everything in place, right? She's a sick little girl. You know, so that and if she hadn't had insurance, I don't know what would have happened. I'm sure Medicaid or somebody would have stepped in. But anyway, that's going to be more of a clear cut thing there. So just so you know, but really to help things happen and to help. One of the things that you just do is, like, instead of saying being against war, being against guns, be for peace. some of the things with the school, there's going to be some programs implemented by our country, by the politicians that officiate over it, you know, people or whatever. That's going to, and it's already happening. They're putting some things in place now where, you know, it's not going to be so easy to get a gun. And even more stringent than it is now. And if any of you are saying it's not stringent, it is going to get more. And I'm not going to say it is, because that's me, you know, saying that. It's going to be more. The standards are going to be risen. All right, we're going to raise our standards so that, you know, we have guns. Because right when you if somebody's breaking into your home and you're like, okay, I can't get a gun or I can't protect my home, what do you do, right? So. But the laws to get a gun, the things are, there's going to be, instead of one bridge or one fence, you're going to have to jump over several of them. And I agree with that. As a mom, as a person that lives here. So those standards are being raised, and there's going to be more stringent laws. Okay. But be for peace, maybe, you know, instead of against war. And, you know, condemning our politicians, whether you're Republican or Democrat or independent, leave that alone for now, okay? Because we've got some things that are coming into play that's going to help us grow as a country, okay? And grow, you know, and also get out of debt. I know that doesn't make sense to you, because it didn't make sense to me, but there's programs out there that's going to really help us get out of debt by the great home that we're looking to create. You know, some of the brand new families. Families that are retiring, you know, it doesn't really matter. So it's there for new buyers, existing buyers, and people that are retiring. And so I like that, you know, because we got to take care of people. And so they've got that. And there's something with the banking industry that's going to really officiate that too as well. Guns, higher, stronger laws, you know, so, you know, people have to jump through hoops. Wanting your family to come over here, right, or somebody wants to come to America to build a life. Isn't that great? That's how we all got here, most of us, right? You know, so from our great 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 grandmother, great grandfather, and grandmother, or just grandmother, grandfather, right? So you know, we're a melting pot of different cultures here. So that is still going to be there for us to have, right? You want your family to come, your friends to come, or somebody says, "Hey, you know what? I'd like to go live in America and open a business, or I'd like to go to America, go to school, and then and get a great job and produce." So that's something that's going to happen too. Michael, Archangel Michael, I love him. He is a fighter, right? But he also fights for the light workers here. So be a light worker, right? Think how you can help our country. Quit bitching about the politicians. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. You know what I mean? Just say, "I'm for peace, and how can I help this country?" I promise you, and this is a message, if you do that, you ask for, you know, your higher power, God, whoever you believe in, angels, a higher part of yourself, say, "How can I help this country? How can I make it the best it can be? What part, because this country is like a big machine. There's a lot of moving parts to it. What part can I help?" And maybe sometimes it's just about saying, "Hey, you know, hey, wherever your city, your state, your country, America, hey, America, I want you to be the best." And you say, "God, angels, show me how to help." You know what I mean? And but when you're bitching and groaning about the politicians, and I'm not saying that it doesn't help. That's a big message there. What helps is rolling your sleeves up and say, "I want to help." And if that means you believe that we need to change politicians, do it by helping, not condemning. Because you know what? If you're condemning and you're bitching and moaning, you're not doing a darn thing. No, but when you roll up your sleeves and you say, "Okay, I want to help some way, somehow," open your heart and mind to do that, I promise you, you're going to be shown. And that's kind of a blissful moment when you can make a difference, right? And, you know, and just, you know, who we have in office, you know, in the new elections. So pray for the best outcome for our country, all right? And pray for the best decisions to be made, and you be one of the best decisions that you can make is to be for peace, you know. So I hope that helps. And as I said, I'm going to do another show about it, a yearly reading, some of the stocks and everything like that. And there's something with Europe. I don't know. It's a big thing, and I'll research that a little bit more, meditate and pray about it a little bit more. And some of the new things, the internet, the coin, oh, what is that? I can't remember now because I did a yearly reading. I said this was 2018 and 2019, some in 2019. That's a good time. It's a virtual reality money. So virtual reality. I'm not saying that right, but I'd have to look back and because it's still there, and I'm saying it all wrong. Please forgive me. That you guys know what I'm talking about, I think. So anyway, I'll do it, as I said, this is the fourth time I said it, I will do a yearly reading about our whole country and about the world and certain things to look out for. Be aware. The only thing that I'm seeing right now is something with people trying to attack a part of our country, and I'm not even sure what's that. But it's happening through August through December next year, okay? And but we can stop it, right? How do we stop it? Be for peace, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, you guys have a wonderful night. And just as I said, and we've got who we've got in office. So if you want to see some changes, roll your sleeves up in your heart, in your mind, and open your heart. Say, "How can I make a difference?" Okay? Don't bitch about your politician because it's not going to help. They're there. They're already there. So what can you do to make it easier and better for not only you and your family, but others people's families? I hope that helps. I'm doing yearly ratings for individuals. Email me, Tree@angelcoaches.org, or call me, 954-636-9401. Have a wonderful day, night, okay? Or have a wonderful now. And look me up on Instagram, Angel Coaches. Take care. Bye.